We have 2 to 3 lines of security before a individual would be able to enter an individual room. We have card access that is operational 24/7 on all of our buildings. And then there is a suite door or apartment door, and then a bedroom locked door as well. Our policy is that all guests need to be escorted within the residential community. We engage in a very active campaign to try to educate residents with regard to how to keep their community safe and how to build community on their floors and in their buildings. We do this through floor meetings that we have with our resident assistants and through our professional staff members that live within the communities. We also have a mandatory orientation process where all students go through that orientation process where we highlight safety features and resources that are available to our students, as well as once they move into the residence halls, having those initial floor meetings, having programs that are available to them that highlight different transitional issues with coming to an institution of this size. We are a city in and of ourselves with over 45,000 students here. We have over 5,500 students that live on campus. And so trying to create a community and having students utilize the safety measures that are in place is of utmost importance to us. Obviously, student safety is a primary priority for us here at USF, and we do everything that we can to ensure that safety and educate our students so that they can be good partners with us.